Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Sheikh Rouhani on IRIB English Radio.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا بالقاسم المصطفى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. In this programs of Hadith of the Day, we are going to read beautiful ahadith and narrations from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One of the very meaningful hadith narrated from the Holy Prophet is this, that the Prophet says, "Inna عظيم البلاء يكافأ به عظيم الجزاء فإذا أحب الله عبدا ابتلاه بعظيم البلاء فمن رضي فله عند الله الرضا وَمَنْ سَخِطَ الْبَلَاءَ فَلَهُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ السَّخَطُ." A very beautiful hadith. Let me translate it for you, brothers and sisters. إِنَّ عَظِيمَ الْبَلَاءِ يُكَافَأُ بِهِ عَظِيمُ الْجَزَاءِ. The Prophet said that the reward is obtained according to the volume of the examination. But bala here means test or examination. Says that the volume of the examination is very much important, because if bala, if the test is azim, is great, then of course you kafa'u bihi azimul jaza'. If your test, if your examination is hard and difficult, and we can say huge, for example, it is by which you will obtain the great rewards. That's why you should not be worried about sometimes about the difficulties, hardships in your life, because it would be a kind of course, a difficult examination, but by which you will get great rewards. As you, for example, the hard you study, the best you will get, for example, result. This is what you experience in your own life as well. It says that, فَإِذَا أَحَبَّ اللَّهُ عَبْدًا, God will afflict hardship upon those whom He loves. ابْتَلَاهُ بِعَظِيمِ الْبَلَىٰ. The one whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves, ابْتَلَاهُ بِعَظِيمِ الْبَلَىٰ. Test him with the عَظِيمِ الْبَلَىٰ, with the great, let's say, test or examination. فَمَنْ رَضِيَ فَلَهُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الرِّضَىٰ. God's satisfaction is gained only by those whose hearts are content. If someone's heart is content, رَضِي, we can say, then فَلَهُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الرِّضَىٰ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is satisfied with him. So رِضَى اللَّهِ, according to riwayat, رِضَى اللَّهِ ta'ala is the most important thing that one can achieve in this life. How? If you yourself, if your heart is content, then of course Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's satisfaction is also with you. And then says, وَمَنْ سَخِطَ الْبَلَاءَ فَلَهُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ السَّخَطُ. While his dissatisfaction is the share of those whose hearts are dissatisfied. If your heart is dissatisfied, of course, then there is dissatisfaction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with you. So that's why, dear brothers and sisters, if sometimes a mu'min, if you go to the story of Ayyub, you see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested him, examined him with the great test, and he was rewarded with also great rewards. This is the life of this prophet is an exemplary life for us, and in accordance with this hadith as well. Thank you very much. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Rouhani in the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma محمد وآل محمد.